You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Every month, we catch up with Visionary about the work they're doing across the sight loss sector, and we're joined by a different guest from a different organisation each month. Today, we have Amy Pearman from Visionary. So, Amy, can you give us a little reminder of the work that Visionary does?
Thanks, Amelia. Yeah, so Visionary, we are the membership organisation for local sight loss charities. So we have over 115 members, which are local organisations offering support to blind and partially sighted people within their local communities. But we also have over 20 national partners as well. And national partners are also sight loss charities, but that have a UK-wide remit, again, offering support to blind and partially sighted people and their families. And what's wonderfully unique about our network is the diverse range of organisations that we have, both within our membership and within our national partners. We have large organisations offering a variety of services, support from a number of locations or from their main resource centre. But we also have volunteer-led organisations as well, operating within a particular geographical area or across the UK. And we also have a number of condition-specific organisations as well, which provides benefit both ways between the organisations, which obviously Chloe will talk about. But it enables members that offer a broad range of services to link with those condition-specific organisations and work together, offer support for blind and partially sighted people, children, young people, their families, and give choice to those families and blind and partially sighted people. We've got Usher Kids UK, who will meet Chloe shortly. We've also got Esri's Umbrella and some of the larger organisations, such as Retina UK and the Macular Society, Glaucoma, and they all are incredibly valuable to the network and that connectivity between organisations to ensure that blind and partially sighted people are getting the support they need when they need it. I mean, I guess that's an ideal time for Chloe to tell us a little bit more about Usher Kids and how you've got involved with Visionary recently.
Yeah, so my name's Chloe Joyner and I'm the founder and CEO of Usher Kids UK. We established in 2017 but have become a registered charity now in 2022 and have recently become a more active member within the Visionary network. And as you said, Amy, we're a national organisation, but Usher syndrome is a, you know, rare condition. So we believe there are up to 1,000 children and young people aged 0 to 25 in the UK who live with Usher syndrome. But we know that many of these may not yet be diagnosed or may not be engaged with support services. And so we're keen to reach more and to make sure that they have access to both sort of local support, but also connected to Usher Kids UK so that they have tailored support which recognises the unique circumstances that they face living with Usher syndrome.
And for listeners that may not be aware of Usher syndrome, can you give us some of the things included in the condition?
Absolutely, yeah. So Usher syndrome is a rare genetic condition which leads to hearing and vision loss and in some cases affects balance as well. So it's a dual sensory loss condition. And the hearing loss is often static. It's present usually from birth, but it can vary across our community. So many families will find that their child is diagnosed very early in their lives with hearing loss, and they become familiar with the kind of choices and decisions that they're going to make in terms of communication, for example, with their child with hearing loss. And then they receive at some point in their child's life a secondary diagnosis, which recognises that actually this is the deafness is caused by a syndrome, Usher syndrome, and that this indicates that that child is going to experience vision loss. There are a number of different types of Usher syndrome, and we have broad indications based on that subtype as to the prognosis in relating to, you know, how quickly the vision loss might begin and how quickly the vision might be lost. But actually, there are very few natural history studies which give us really accurate information. And so there's quite a level of uncertainty when families are receiving that diagnosis. But certainly, they know that both senses will be affected. And as I mentioned, for those with Usher type 1 in particular, the balance is also affected. And this can be a feature which is noticeable from birth, and meaning that those families and young people are often the first to be diagnosed.
And do you have anything coming up that you're excited to be able to provide in the next few months?
Absolutely. We host regular virtual events, so those take place every single month, and they're really focused on providing parents with the opportunity to connect with each other. They take the form of an informal Zoom meeting every third Thursday of the month between 8 to 9 p.m. in the UK. But we also work with other international charities to deliver those sessions. So we have families joining from all over Europe, from Australia, from America. So we run a number of calls at different times to cater for that global audience. But the 8 to 9 p.m. slot has a lot of UK families attending, and it's a really good chance to feel part of the wider community, to be able to share experiences with other people who understand, and to learn from families at different stages. We do have speakers at those sessions, but we also make sure we have plenty of sessions where it's just a chance to informally connect. And families, even if they're newly diagnosed, are really welcome to join without pressure of feeling that they need to share. It's a place where they hopefully can find support and inspiration and recognition of some of the unique aspects of Usher syndrome. We also have in-person events, and this year we're hosting two of those. So these are one-day events for our community to come together. They're free for them to attend, and it's for all ages. So siblings or family members are really welcome at those events. Our next one is on Saturday, the 4th of March, in Blackwell Adventure Centre near Bromsgrove, near Birmingham. And we're really looking forward to a fantastic day there. We've got activities for children of all ages and their siblings, which frees up parents to be able to connect with each other, which is so valuable to be able to actually physically meet and to ask questions that you don't have anyone else that would, know the answer to. We'll also hold an information day on Saturday, the 16th of September, later this year, which will be at the Touchbase Pairs Centre in Birmingham, and we will be having speakers at that, along with activities for kids of all ages. The other event that I'd love to mention is our summer camp. Last year in 2022, we held the first ever UK summer camp for teens and young people with Usher syndrome, and it was a huge success. I think we were all blown away by the impact that this had. Not even just on the young people, but on the volunteers, from everyone who interacted with this group, we could see that there was a real need to bring young people together at this point in their lives. So this camp caters for young people with Usher syndrome from the age of 11 through to 25. And this year we'll be running that camp in Essex from the 23rd to the 28th of July. The older members of our community attend one day prior so that they can come together as a group, and then they act as mentors to the younger campers that come along.
And what did the young people that attended the camp take away from it?
I think the sort of dominant theme we took from the feedback was just how much they valued the chance to connect with others who really understood their everyday experiences. Most of them are in mainstream schools. They don't ever get to meet another young person with Usher syndrome. And actually, just being amongst a group of peers who understood and in a safe space to be able to talk about some of the challenges that they face or their experiences, and to learn from peers and role models to get kind of practical tips and strategies about how they handle small everyday experiences, I think really had a lasting impact on those young people. You can get more of a sense of what happened at our camp by looking for Usher Kids UK on YouTube, as we have a number of videos there which give a glimpse of life at summer camp. Anyone can find out more information about our camp by getting in touch with us through our website, which is www.usherkidsuk.com.
And Amy, where can people find out more about Visionary?
On our website, which is www.visionary.org.uk.
Well, thank you so much, Chloe Joyner from Usher Kids UK and Amy Pearman from Visionary, for joining us here at RNIB Connect Radio.